It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. All you have to do is walk in. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. All conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you need more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. There are great golf courses all over the country, top 100 golf courses all over the country as well. And in Arkansas, one of those courses makes the top 100 list on a consistent basis, the Elotion Club out in West Pulaski County. They have two head golf professionals, and I decided, let's talk to one of them. So on this episode of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I'm going to introduce you to Matt Frazier, head golf professional at the Elotion Club. Matt graduated from Mississippi State University from the PGM program, Professional Golf Management. Back when he was in college, there were only four of those schools around the country, and Mississippi State in Starkville, Mississippi was one of them. It is recognized as one of the top PGM program schools in the country. How did he end up in Arkansas? You're going to learn about that and a lot more about Matt Frazier, one of the best Class A PGA professionals inside of the state of Arkansas, in a matter of minutes. Stay with us. At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own, to seize opportunity, to anticipate rather than react, to deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world, and to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. Matt Frazier, head golf professional at the Elotion Club, sat down with me for this interview, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Matt is a guy that pays attention to detail. When you have a great PGA professional, you know they are detail-oriented, and that is exactly what Matt is. Matt grew up in Alabama, went to school at Mississippi State University, and found his way to Arkansas. You're going to learn more about his trek to the natural state and everything that goes with being a golf professional at one of the most prestigious golf courses in the country. On the tee, Matt Frazier.
Matt, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you picked up a golf club and fell in love with this game?
I do. It was back when I was probably in fifth or sixth grade. I was out playing with my dad and my grandfather at the local club in Alabama.
Where in Alabama?
It was a local club called Altadena Country Club, which is now it's a park, but it was kind of on the southeast side of Birmingham.
Growing up, did you learn the game from your father or your grandfather, or were you self-taught, or did you have instruction?
More or less, kind of a combination between my dad, my grandfather, and friends that I played with at the club, kind of local juniors. My grandfather, he was a retired engineer who was also the cart mechanic. And so I would go up and help him on Mondays. So I learned a lot about, you know, golf cars and managing and fleets and things like that from him. And then, you know, I was up there all the time during the summertime and as much as I could during school to go out and play and talk to the assistant pros that were there and the head pro and friends and just kind of pick things up.
So learning about the golf carts, you knew how to dismantle or turn off the governor.
I did.
That's one thing I think a lot of people are like, why can these things not go any faster? When you get one that is slow, you're thinking, oh my gosh, if this would only go a little faster.
Yeah, well, now it's computerized. So you just got to have the computer.
Right. Everything's computerized nowadays, it seems like. The evolution of the golf cart, what have you seen in it from back when your grandfather was working on them to now, besides just the computerization of everything?
Oh, well, it's definitely, it was all gas and motors. I mean, we would go up on Mondays and gas the entire fleet up, and that would last the whole week. And, of course, you'd mix the oil and everything in the gas tanks. And now, you know, by the time I did my first internships in college, you know, everything was electric by the time mid-90s rolled around. So, you know, it's completely different.
Did you play high school golf?
I did not, no. I had a little different journey throughout my career. I actually went to the Alabama School of Fine Arts for high school, which was a magnet school in Birmingham. And basically, we went to school from 8 to 5. We did not have sports. So it was mainly focused on your kind of area of expertise. And mine was visual arts, which is focused on drawing, painting, and sculpture. And then when I had a chance to play golf in the spring and in the fall, you know, I would go out there as much as I could. During the wintertime, you know, we were there at school from daylight to dark. But tried to kind of play as much as I could.
What was it like going to a high school that did not have athletics?
Well, it was just, I had a different focus.
Yeah.
My focus was on the arts and learning and kind of perfecting that craft, you know. And, you know, everybody that was there, I think we had, before they added the math and science group, we had 40 or 50 people graduate in our whole graduating class. So you had your ballet, you had your theater, your creative writing, music, and then the visual arts. So everybody was ultra focused on excelling and driven to do their craft. And so it was just a little different way of doing things in high school. Never even really thought about not having sports. So.
So when you decided that for college, how did you end up in the PGM program at Mississippi State?
I guess it was about my sophomore year. A friend of mine at the club that I was playing golf with, one of the other juniors, he was going into college and decided he got into the PGM program at Mississippi State. I'd never heard of it. It was kind of new at that point. It would have been probably 7-8 years old at that point. And then started kind of looking at it and doing a little bit of research. And I thought that would actually be a pretty neat little way to go to college and kind of further career. With it being Mississippi State, my family had a long history of Mississippi connections. My mom's originally was born in Starkville. My dad was from Tupelo, even though they grew up in different parts of Alabama. But I want to say we had 5-6 generations deep in Mississippi State, even to the point of owning one of the big kind of grocery stores, which is the Oak Store, mm-hmm. Off the side of campus. So, which my daughter now calls it a gas station, but
yeah, I remember it right there off of campus,
right there off the edge. Yeah.
I mean, you were basically a bulldog from birth.
Right. Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Right. Yeah, there was not much Ole Miss. My dad did go to Ole Miss, but my mom was she was big Mississippi State.
And at the time, Matt, I believe there were four PGM schools across the entire country. Mississippi State, Penn State,
New Mexico State,
and one more.
Ferris State. So yeah. You kind of basically had four parts of the country. You had the Northeast, the North Central, the West Coast, and the Southeast all covered.
When you decided to go into that program, you got accepted and everything, did you have to really work on your golf game? Because being part of professional golf, you have to be able to play the game pretty well.
That's true. I tended to have a little fun in college.
As everybody did, right?
Yeah. So now it's a little different. They require you to play in X number of events and show up, and really dig in deep and work on your game. At the time I was there, it wasn't really pushed and required. You had to go through and pass your playing ability test, which we did. I decided at some point in my college career, somewhere in the probably freshman year and sophomore year, I didn't play as much golf as I wish I would have. But I did kind of dig back into it my junior year and senior years to really kind of hone things in.
Being part of the PGM program there at Mississippi State, what did you learn?
That's where I kind of started to understand, looking back on it. We were a pretty tight-knit group. We did a lot of things together. We played a little bit of golf together, but mainly it was, doing events or going to this place, going out to dinner or whatever, going on road trips together. Looking back at it, we're still keeping in touch with each other. Long ways, but it's kind of like with the people that work for us or friends that I know in the program that I've met along the way. It's a very tight knit group, a very close network, and so I would say that was kind of the start of one of the most important things I learned was the network that's developed out of the PGA.
And I think one thing, Matt, with that is the fact that you look at some other majors at a university. And let's say just a communications major, there could be hundreds of people that are getting a communications degree. But with the PGM, it is a tight-knit group, isn't it?
Oh, it's like its own fraternity.
Yeah.
It really is. We had our own tournaments. We had our own parties. We had our own functions. There was a PGM club. We had meetings. It was its own deal.
When you look at the state of the game back then when you were going through college at Mississippi State to where the state of the game is today, how much has it changed?
It's definitely changed immensely. The power that these kids have nowadays, especially in college, it's unbelievable how far these kids hit it. They hit it an absolute ton. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really so different. From a game standpoint.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it was Tiger Woods that was the boom? Do you think it was the fact that, okay, golf is a cool game now to play because of a guy like a Tiger Woods or even maybe a Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy and some of the others?
I think it's all kinds of factors. First off, technology. These companies have gotten to understand, the materials and what they're making things out of, the aerodynamics, engineering. Everything's so much better, and they know so much more now than they did 10, 20, 30 years ago. Also, it's the physical training and understanding the body. These athletes, I guess call them athletes now in PGA Tour, which is exactly what they are. They're not doing things that guys were doing in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually was watching... what's the movie? Greatest Game Ever Played the other night with my daughter. And
story of Francis we met in Brookline, the country club.
Yeah, she had never seen it, so we're sitting there watching it, and it kind of hit me. They're sitting in the bar having cocktails at night and smoking it up, and when they're doing these things on the golf course, smoking, and they are not doing that now. They are going to bed. They're getting like Nelly Cortez. Getting 9 hours of sleep at night. They're you know, doing extensive workouts, they're watching their diets. Man, it's different, totally different. So, you know, when you do those things and you take care of your body, you're able to maximize your performance. And I'm not saying the college kids are doing that at all. Some might be, some are enjoying things. And, you know, again, they teach speed now and hit it so far, so fast. And, it's they teach things different now.
Yeah. I don't remember Matt pumping any iron when I was in high school, junior high, for golf. Now, for other sports, yes. But for golf, no. It was just, hey, here's a ball, here are your clubs, go out and play. And now it's, if you're not working out, you're falling behind.
Oh, yeah, they make you work out. You know, these we see these kids at the Stevens Cup each year, and they are truly athletes, you know, the girls and the boys. You know, they're hitting the gym and they're watching everything that they do, and the coaches have them on a strict regimen.
How did you end up in Arkansas?
Ended up moving down to Georgia after my time at Secession. And my wife, obviously, she came with me. But after spending probably 15 or 16 months and living in Augusta doing internships, I got to know a few people, and she was working for, I think it was an insurance company at the time, there, and wasn't really enjoying it too much. And I know that some friends of mine worked over at the National and made a couple calls. They ended up talking to her, really enjoyed her, and they hired her over there at Augusta to work in the golf shop and help out with the Masters, and I ended up hiring her on as full-time for just under 3 years. So I was over at Sage Valley, and she was over at the National. All that to say that led us to getting to meet the Stevens family, with Mr. Stevens being a member at Sage and over at Augusta. He'd come over and hit balls, and got to know him, and ended up seeing and hearing about the plans of Volotion back in, I want to say it was 2002, during that time. And kind of make a long story short, they ended up looking for an assistant pro, and ended up sending my name up, and they kind of put two and two together. My wife was over at Augusta, and they ended up hiring us both.
How about that? So you both come to the state of Arkansas.
We did.
Same time.
Yeah, right after the Masters of 04.
What is it like to work at an exclusive golf club like the Volotion Club?
It's about attention to detail and taking care of all the small things, and being a perfectionist and making sure that everything's taken care of for a member and their guests when they come on property, that they don't have to worry about anything.
One thing that I hear from people that have the fortunate luck to go play out there that are not members is the fact that there is no stone that is not unturned out there. Is that a good way to sum it up?
Yes. Yes. It's, you know, every person from the golf shop staff to the F&B staff, locker room, the caddies, the maintenance crew, the landscape crew, you name it, everybody, accounting, everybody has their own position and their own role, and everybody plays a key part in making sure that their portion is absolutely perfect.
As exclusive as the Volotion Club is, it's hosted some big-time amateur events. I think Mr. Stevens likes to focus on amateur golf because his father, Jack, was a big proponent for amateur golf. It's hosted the Western AM, the Arnold Palmer Cup. It's also hosted the Stevens Cup, which is named after his father, Jack Stevens, and it is the home course for it. Seeing it grow to what it is now, Matt, and being a part of it, of that growth, how does that make you feel?
It's impressive to see how far that tournament has come. It's come a long way since we debuted it in 2021 for the Stevens family. They have a huge passion for amateur golf, and they absolutely love seeing them compete.
Mm-hmm. There have been some good champions, too.
There have been.
Individual, team champions. I mean, you name it. There are some of the best golfers in the world that come through that tournament. And I think that's what the role, the mission of the Stevens Cup is to promote those golfers. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they want to showcase the best of the best in college because that's the future of the game. You're going to see those people on Sundays, men or women, playing at the top of their game.
You're a member of the South Central section of the PGA of America, two-time PGA Professional of the Year. What does that mean to Matt Frazier?
Oh, it was a very, very nice honor for the Arkansas chapter to vote me in that role. I've been serving as PGA president for the last couple of years on the chapter board, and we've got two spectacular men underneath me also serving, Scott McClinton at Chenal and Luke Riley. He's at Chenal also. You know, the three of us have really kind of taken a lot of pride in making sure that the chapter is taken care of and run and properly and in accordance with everything that kind of falls in line for our South Central section.
Do you get to teach much?
A little bit. I do. So Nick and I are the co-head pros at Lotion. Nick is a spectacular player.
I've gone up against him.
Yeah. Hits it a ton.
Yeah.
And one of the things that obviously Nick's a great player, and so you know, he does a lot of the full swing lessons. You know, I tend to kind of give a lot of the short game chipping and putting lessons at the club. Not a lot of people take putting and chipping, even though that is half the game.
It's where you win the money, too.
Well, that's true.
When the pressure's on the line, if you can get up and down from off the green or if you can make a 6-foot putt, more times than not, you're probably going to win.
That's right. Yeah. So we don't give a whole lot of lessons out west at Elotion, but, you know, we kind of share things around as in our specific kind of, I would say, focus or whatever.
When you walk out the back of that clubhouse and just see the 18th green down to the range, and you see Lake Maumelle, does that vision of that shot ever get old?
No, never. Never. Whether that's during tournaments, we get there extremely early. Even, you know, mainly the amateur events, we get there before sunrise, and you see that sun popping up over the lake. It's impressive. And then each morning when you get there, each day, or walking around the clubhouse, you walk out, you just see the view of the lake, or walking around the back deck, it never gets old.
Special place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Best golf course you've ever played?
Well, we have, at the club, we do a lot of member trips. And so we've been very lucky and fortunate enough to have put together some great spots all around the world for our members. And, of course, we get to accompany them. And we've been to a lot of great spots. And it's really hard to say which one's the best or which one's your favorite. Also depends on how you played that day, too.
True. Which one did you play well at? If you had to just pick one, or even a region of the world, where would it be?
Man, I do love some Scottish golf. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a trip down to Australia, and did the sand belt of, in Melbourne. That was one of my favorites, Royal Melbourne, seeing that area. We've had the opportunity to, go out west, out to Monterey and Cyprus and San Francisco golf, and then up to New York and Long Island and down in West Palm in Florida. I mean, we've been very blessed to have played some pretty good spots.
Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes?
I do.
I would think so. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Man, that's a hard one. Man, I have no idea.
You're the only one that I've stumped with this one.
I mean,
everybody's got a fantasy foursome. Maybe I should have told you before you came in here. Oh, by the way, this will be on the test.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm like, that's one of those. Hey,
yeah, I mean, it could
color?
Be family members, too, you know?
Yeah. You know, I would probably say the first thing that comes to my mind would be, you know, mom and dad and my grandfather. You know, mom and dad don't play much. Obviously, my grandfather's passed, and he was the one I played a lot of golf with, and he actually built my first set of clubs, being an engineer.
Wow.
Put them together with a screw and a bolt by cutting them down. I mean, it was a different deal back then.
But
they didn't have junior clubs. So
they were heavy.
They were heavy. You know, we actually did one of the first science projects I ever did was which golf ball goes the farthest. And so we made our own launch monitor out of a PVC pipe, springs and whatnot, and tried to, you know, he being the engineer, helped me figure out, you know, how to do controlled environments and all that stuff. And so, yeah, now definitely my grandfather would be part of it. And I would probably say mom and dad as well. So
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Matt, I can't thank you enough for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. A couple of episodes ago, I had Dr. Lowry Barnes on to talk about his game and how much he loves the game of golf and some of the exciting things that UAMS Health Orthopedics is doing that pertains to the game of golf. He talked about some of the injuries that golfers can have and how to rehab from them and how long to rehab from them before you start swinging fully and things like that. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, the University of Arkansas System Board of Trustees took the interim tag off of his title and made him the permanent chancellor of UAMS. Congratulations to Dr. Lowry Barnes, the new chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. Well deserved. He's going to do a great job. I have no doubt about that. If you've missed any episodes of From the Shoregrass presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can find them wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, they're everywhere that you get your podcast. Every episode in one spot, whatever app you like, you can download it and you can listen to them. I hope you will check out those that you have missed. There have been some pretty good guests on From the Shoregrass. Baseball players, football players, coaches, businessmen, golfers, administrators of the game as well, all have been on From the Shoregrass. That's it for this edition. I hope you remember this. When you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shoregrass.
You have been listening to From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.